Good evening. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Nick Evans. Yesterday, Ohio's governor and the mayor of Columbus announced they'd limit spectators for this year's Arnold Sports Festival because of the coronavirus. The Arnold usually brings in hundreds of thousands to the city from around the world. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into what happens after the Arnold and whether coronavirus will impact other upcoming events. She joins me now. How's it going, Paige?
Hey, Nick.
So, what events are coming up?
So, mid-March is the North American Bridge Championship. That's bridge as in the cards. Around that same time is also the Columbus International Auto Show. So, I talked to Don Brown. He's the executive director of the Franklin County Convention Facilities Authority. He says that the Arnold is by far the biggest event and draws people from 80 different countries to Columbus.
They're in close quarters for 3 or 4 days in a row. The other events are not, it's not as diverse a crowd. Secondly, they aren't in concentrated in on the trade show or exhibit floor like the would have occurred at the Arnold Exposition.
So the Arnold is one of the biggest events that happens in the city. How do the other events you mentioned stack up?
So like you said, the Arnold was projected to draw hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world. In comparison, the Bridge Championship and the Auto Show will only bring in about 40,000 people from around the country or just around the state. Brown says regardless of how big the event will be, they're preparing as much as possible for both the coronavirus and, of course, for flu season, which is especially bad this year as well.
We're going to take extra precautions. We have hand sanitizer stations set up every 30 to 50 feet. So we're encouraging people to wash their hands frequently as well as use a hand sanitizer. Our cleaning staff will be sanitizing all surfaces that are frequently touched by people, including elevator buttons and escalator handrails and handrails up stairwells and so forth to make sure that the property is as clean as possible. There'll be extra attention paid to restrooms to make sure they're kept clean and that countertops and so forth are sanitized during each of these events.
As we know, the all-time best thing that people can do is to wash their hands.
So what are the organizers of these events on the calendar saying?
Yeah, so I called up Zach Doran. He's the president of the Ohio Auto Dealers Association. They help put on the Columbus International Auto Show. He says that they've been closely monitoring the developments with the coronavirus.
We've been working very closely with the Greater Columbus Convention Center, which is also providing additional cleaning of the show halls, and both us as the show producer, as well as the convention center, we're both following the CDC standards very closely right now because of this coronavirus issue. But as of right now, you know, we're looking forward to having another successful show.
He says their show usually just draws crowds from around the state, despite the event's name. But there are no coronavirus cases in the state yet. And right now, there's just one person who is under investigation.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Paige.
Thanks, Nick.
WOSU's Paige Flager, who has been following the fallout of the closure of the Arnold Sports Expo and the limiting of the Arnold Sports Festival.